Or, if you're purchasing, then you can move within the month. Don't let those banks drag you along. Experience the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. All it takes is one call or click to let the savings begin. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money and time you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Well, folks, Judge Roy Moore is ahead in the polls, and that's ruffled some feathers in Senator McConnell's Insiders Club. They just don't like conservatives. So now they're running ads, lying about Judge Moore and his record. No surprise there. The Senate's been telling us lies for years, like how they're going to repeal Obamacare or balance the budget. Well, we trust Judge Moore, and so does American action hero Chuck Norris.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Norris. Today, I want to tell you about a real hero, Judge Roy Moore. Judge Roy Moore is a man of integrity. He has never backed down from standing for what is right. That is why the Washington establishment is spending millions of dollars in trying to defeat Judge Moore. So please join me in supporting Judge Roy Moore for the U.S. Senate.
Vote on Tuesday, August 15th for Judge Roy Moore, the conservative outsider. Paid by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
If you are considering selling some land or a buyer looking to invest in a quality tract of land, call David Harrell at the Southern Land Brokers.
This is David Harrell with the Southern Land Brokers, and I'd like to personally thank all of our friends and clients for their support and dedication to this company.
Buying or selling land, call the Southern Land Brokers, 334-224-9520. That's 224-9520. The Southern Land Brokers, the company that puts integrity first.
It's football season again, and your vehicle needs to be ready to travel to the stadium. At AutoSave Tire and Automotive, we do it all, from oil changes to engines and transmissions, even those pesky check engine lights. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal, so you're guaranteed the best tire prices every time. Two locations, Montgomery, 5811 Atlanta Highway, or call 356-7486. Prattville, 157 North Memorial Drive, or call 365-5808. We offer 10% discounts to all military personnel. Don't forget, AutoSave Tire and Automotive.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The people that were questioning that statement, was it too tough?
Tough enough.
Maybe it wasn't tough enough. If anything,
tough enough.
Maybe that statement wasn't tough enough.
Tough enough.
That statement may not be tough enough.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
It's 7 o'clock.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump has just tweeted military solutions are now fully in place, locked and loaded. Should North Korea act unwisely, hopefully Kim Jong-un will find another path. This following yesterday's warning.
He does something in Guam, it will be an event the likes of which nobody's seen before. What will happen in North Korea?
Beijing has put out a statement calling for calm.
But according to reports, a Chinese state-run newspaper says in an editorial that if North Korea attacks first, China should stay neutral. And if the U.S. and South Korea strike first and try to overthrow the North Korean regime, then China will step in to prevent them from doing so.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. And two people wanted in the pepper spraying of an 80-year-old Walmart employee in Kentucky have been arrested in Oklahoma. Fox News, we report, you decide.
One thing you don't need from your morning radio show is a case of the blues. You need upbeat radio hosts like Greg Budell.
Are you the police?
No, ma'am. We're musicians.
Jay Scott.
Did you give me my cheese whiz, boy?
Emily Hayes.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog.
I hate Illinois Nazis.
And Rich Thomas.
We're on a mission from God.
Weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on News Talk 93.1. It's three men and a lady.
We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Mission for God, that was like driving home yesterday because I certainly asked him to be with me.
Oh, my God.
It was something else. Could we have another round of this insane weather today? Let's go straight to the source, the one and only
Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Effective June 2017, there's been an increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Hazard endorsement required. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Dense fog advisory in effect until 9 a.m. Visibility down to a quarter of a mile or less in spots. Take it easy out there. Otherwise, a flash flood watch again today. There'll be some partial sunshine later, high around 90. Scattered showers and thunderstorms become rather numerous again by the afternoon and evening, and maybe even some leftover showers tonight. Overnight low 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, highs around 90, partly sunny, a generous supply of afternoon and evening storms both days, about 50 to 60% coverage. Lows at night around 74, not much change Monday. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes, hourly forecasts, push notifications for watches and warnings, plus radar and future radar. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
High-tech solutions near Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Need service, installs, or networking at your business? Call High-Tech Solutions, 271-0179. Get 10% off. Mention this ad. High-Tech Solutions. Yeah, it's what they do.
Rich, did you get stuck in that stuff yesterday?
Nope.
Because I had a real dilemma.
What is it?
That's when you have a difficult decision to make, but that's not important. For the second or maybe the third time in all the years I've been working in this building, I just decided to wait until the rain let up because it looked too dangerous.
If I could have waited, I would. Do you want me to move over to Rich's seat?
No, I just pulled his thing down. That didn't sound...
No,
it's not that.
Reassure everybody, Rich.
Not that.
That'll make it easier. I'm used to putting everybody on and off at the same time.
Okay. But my... Well, okay.
Now, here's what... Isn't it illegal to drive with your emergency flashers on? Isn't that, like, against the law?
I've always been confused about that because I know people that'll put their emergency flashers on to increase their visibility in inclement weather. But I will tell you that one time when I was 19 and my roommate was 20 and her boyfriend was 21, we were going to pick him up because he and his buddy had been pulled over for, I think his buddy was getting a DUI, but her boyfriend was soused and he couldn't leave the scene until he got a ride home. And they told us that we had 10 minutes to get there. So she flew to the other side of Aiken County in South Carolina with her flashers on, thus attracting the attention of another cop that came behind us and followed us all the way there to see why we were driving with our flashers on.
Uh-huh.
And he informed us that just because her boyfriend could have been popped for a DUI did not make it an emergency on our part, and we should not have been using the flashers. Roll Tide.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking it up now. In some states, it is illegal to do that.
But is it, like, are you talking about yesterday, like, people using it so... I drive so much, and I figure you drive so much as well, that you probably see that in stormy situations. People will pop their flashers on.
It's not a lot in Florida because the storms there roar up and they're just blinding.
I saw a lot in Mobile.
In Alabama, it's permitted.
It is.
Yes.
What was strange yesterday is that the cloud cover was so dense that it actually looked like nightfall at 6 o'clock. And... whether it's legal or illegal, putting your emergency flashers on does not make it safer for you to drive 75 miles an hour when it's raining that hard. I could not believe the insanity on the roads.
Oh, no.
Florida has a law. Florida, the use of hazard lights is not permitted while driving.
Okay. Somewhere right around just past Eastern Boulevard going northbound on 85, I was going about 45, 50 in the right lane. Just like an old person should.
Yes.
Sunny.
With his blinker on.
Turning left for eternity.
No, but for a hot second, I thought my tires were losing contact with the road.
Yeah.
And I tapped my brakes. Thought of Jay.
Tappity tap. Did you get a little tappity tap?
On my brakes. And... there's a 24 carat right behind me. Close out, I thought I was going to get rear-ended by this. Like, what is so all-fired important that you have to risk my life, your life, and everybody else that you might careen into on this road to get where you're going in this crazy weather?
This close to being T-boned by a dang old ambulance yesterday in the preferred community. Well, you know who I'm talking about, too, Mr. Ambulance Driver.
If you're going to get T-boned... An ambulance is a good way for, you know.
They were coming out of
very convenient.
They were coming out of a residential neighborhood, and I don't know if it's still Cobbs Ford Road or if it's Main Street right there. But the point of the story, when does it turn into Main Street?
Cobbs Ford Road turning into Main Street. Ooh.
Is it at that big light at Memorial?
Probably. I would say that's a good place for it.
Okay, so this was after the Beijing restaurant on the right. You're going down that hill, and there's this ambulance flying out of a residential community. It's raining cats and dogs. I'm going about 30 miles per hour in Betty. I start going through some deep water, so I slow my roll a little bit because I've been there before. I know it's not good. And this sucker is just flying. I had to do the whole, let me like quickly check the left lane and see if I can swerve into it. Because they weren't going to stop.
So anyway, it was just like all of a sudden everybody said,
Let's get nuts.
Let's drive, 20 miles over the speed limit when the rain is coming down at the rate of a half an inch every 10 minutes. You know, and it's times like that when you're a parent and you have a new driver and they're out in that. That's when you really are happy that you have them in a safe vehicle. And if you don't and you want to buy something that will provide protection and safety and you're shopping on a budget, that's why you need to go to Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars and shop in the category under 10. There it is, that Volvo XC90.
One of the safest cars still made today.
That's right.
Volvo.
And a great car for a new driver. It's in beautiful condition. The body is pristine. The interior clean and green. And every single vehicle in this category at Jack Ingram Signature Pre-Owned Cars has been thoroughly vetted by the Ingram family team of mechanics. That's David Ingram's mandate to the team. He got some talented mechanics. And unless they can assure him that these cars are going to perform, provide plenty of carefree miles, they're not going into this category. They got to earn their way in. How about this 99 Mercedes? It's in gorgeous condition. It's only got 61,000 miles on it.
I bet you that was garage kept one owner.
I would tend to agree.
That's how Betty was.
Just beautiful. 61,000 original miles. It's only $59.99.
That's madness.
It is. But it's great madness for the consumer at Jack Ingram Signature Used Car. See Tip Dames and that great team of people. They are so unlike the vision we have of shopping for a pre-owned or a used car. They're just really great from beginning to end with your shopping experience. Or you can browse online at JackIngramSignatureUsedCars.com. Mail lady, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
So, I went to the seafood bistro yesterday.
Did it change your life forever in a positive way?
I'm in love.
Yes,
I am
right.
In love. And I had both. I had the dragon style shrimp po' boy, just like y'all talk about all the time. And then, for my side, I got the red beans and rice, and I also got a cup of gumbo, because I had to do them side by side. And I only ate them one at a time so I could savor all the flavors. Just one at a time, okay? And the gumbo is hands down the winner.
Yes! Yes! I'm victorious!
I like wanted more, and I went up to the counter, and I talked to Paul, and they had just sold their last cup. I was heartbroken. I wanted to take them home.
I know. This is how I feel every time when I go out. Oh, man.
This is why red beans and rice is better. He'll always have more.
Your logic really is flawed.
It was so good, but the gumbo made me eat unicorns and rainbows.
Amazing. Welcome. Welcome to the party.
So, yes, that's my first time being there, so I just had to call and tell y'all, because I heard Bo talking about the gator, and I wanted to just try the gator, but I couldn't muster up the courage, so I just went. Basic, simple,
it's good. It's good.
You did good for your first time there. That was good. Yeah.
It was amazing. I am in love and I'm addicted. And if I don't have that gumbo at least once a week, I just cannot live.
Right. Right. So, I wish you could see my face right now.
Yeah.
Wow, you fired up.
So I just want to let y'all know that I'm now part of the cool club and it was amazing and I want to go back all the time now.
I'm so glad.
Thanks, mail lady.
So, y'all have a good one.
You too.
It's amazing to see you.
She's just fired up.
I had a cute little line there, but I'm afraid it could get mistaken, so I'm going to hold on.
Okay.
All right, Jay's got random facts ready. It's coming up in just minuets, and then make sure you have your note gathering devices handy so you can take and win our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J.
Well, the city has 19 new police officers. That's right. They completed a 20-week training program. They're going to be assigned to the MPD's patrol division. So watch out now when you're out on the streets. You might have one of those rookies pull you over. The city of Montgomery cut the ribbon on the new Dexter Alley. It connects the parking deck on Washington Street to historic Dexter Avenue. Now, the Dexter Alley is a public-private partnership, Foshee Companies, and the Dexter Group involved. They hope to increase business in downtown Montgomery. The new alleyway has a Mama Goldberg's and a Frio's Popsicles. Montgomery police were called to Wimbledon Road. That's off Virginia Loop. They arrived, found a man shot, non-life-threatening injuries. He was transported. They are continuing to try to sort out what exactly happened over on Wimbledon Road. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
Morning, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Flash flood watch in effect starting at 10 o'clock this morning. Fog out there this morning, so be careful with that. All your major roadways are looking real good. Don't see anything on the Boulevard or Atlanta Highway. The 31s are all clear. Taylor and Vaughn look good. And the interstate system's running along at a speed limit clip so far this morning. At the Reinhard Toyota Used Car Super Center, get up to $1,800 off MSRP of any Tacoma in stock. The savings are everywhere at the Reinhard Toyota Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need. And no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Blue Water Broadcasting and Jack Ingram Motors ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies to Jack Ingram Motors on Eastern Boulevard and help cram the van. While you're there, test drive a Mercedes-Benz. Visit our website for more info from Jack Ingram Motors and Blue Water Broadcasting.
This is Tripp Pittman, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. This Tuesday, you have a real choice. You can vote for a businessman like me who has balanced budgets and fought big government. Or you can vote for a career politician or Washington insider who will maintain the status quo. You have a real choice. A choice between a conservative reformer and politicians who do nothing but grandstand. This Tuesday, August 15th, let's send a message, Alabama. Vote for me, Republican Tripp Pittman. I'm Tripp Pittman, and I approve this message.
A hometown tradition, Southern cooking and barbecue. The best sweet tea in the land, countries welcomes you. So are you hungry? Are you hungry?
Hey, y'all, I'm Mark from Country's Barbecue. Did you know it's mighty fine time again? Our Hickory Smoked Pork Barbecue Special is back. Mighty fine for $4.99. Quality, quantity, and price. A really good meal for a really good deal. Did you know eating high on the hog at Country's is mighty fine anytime for $4.99. Mighty fine and a regular side for $4.99. Now you know it. Come on down and enjoy.
Hometown traditions, Southern cooking and barbecue. So are you hungry? Are you hungry? Country's, the way folks down here like it. Country's barbecue.
May I see your health insurance card, please?
Ugh, I left it at home.
Delay of game on the patient.
Ooh, that's going to cost him.
Wait, he's challenging the play.
But why is he pulling out his phone?
He's using the Alabama Blue app from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. His insurance card is right there.
Unbelievable. He turned what looked like a busted play into a huge gain.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. We cover what matters. Proud sponsor of college football. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Morning, morning, morning. Morning, Jill. Morning, Jack. Can't complain, keep coming back. Morning, morning, morning. Morning, Jim. Morning, Fred. Work all day until you're dead. Money is the root of evil. Money is the fruit of sin. Money is the root of everything. Wear a suit, they'll let you in. Morning, morning, morning. What's the point and what's the use? Drop down dead. Money is the root.
flying circus full of
random facts.
Monty Python.
I think you did a really good job with that, and you'll get 3 cool points.
Whoa.
3?
That's a bonus.
Big, yeah, that's a big number.
Wow.
Here we go. Did you know there are no clocks in the world that have an accurate version of Coordinated Universal Time, the UTC? Universal Time is calculated and then published weeks or months later. No one actually ever really knows what time it is. Clocks are only a prediction of what the time might be.
But the question is, does anybody really care?
About time. I love Chicago. You know they're celebrating 50 years as a band this year? Go ahead, Jay, because I'll get off on a tangent on Chicago. I love Chicago.
I did.
I don't care for Peter Cetera. I can't even talk. Peter.
He wimped out the band.
Peter Cetera, when he gets all sugary, sweet, and horrible in the 80s.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen if Terry Kath doesn't play Russian Roulette.
I know. Terry Kath is brilliant.
I won my first radio award with a 3-hour Chicago special I produced for a station in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah, 1974. They advertised the newspapers and everything. It was well done. And I finished it with the ballet for A Girl from Buchanan.
Oh!
It was amazing.
Oh!
It was so amazing.
Oh!
Back to you, Jay.
I don't know. I think there's still some time left in this.
It's just so good.
Wish I had a copy of it.
I'm getting the clip.
It's a 3-hour.
3 hours that tells the story of the band, history within the city, changing the name from
Chicago Transit Authority.
Which I was glad to see him do because they got hit by one of their buses.
Yeah. I'm sure it was traumatic for you.
It was.
It'd be traumatic for anybody that gets hit by a bus and lives.
How their first album was actually better than their second, but the second album had the first hit.
I know.
And people went back for Beginnings and
South California Purples.
I'm a Man.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm a Man.
That's a Spencer Davis cover, right?
Yes. You are correct.
That's why I'm on air talent.
Okay, Jay, I'm sorry. Back to you.
I feel like I know I really can't. Like I don't know how to follow this. So
why don't you follow it with a cat fact?
No, I'd rather not. Did you know that DuckTales? Rusty, did you get that?
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. It's the theme song. In fact, I think they celebrate their 30-year anniversary this year.
Really?
Yeah, 30 years since DuckTales premiered. Yeah. DuckTales was the first American cartoon aired in the former Soviet Union after the Cold War.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah. Did you know that before Lady Liberty and before Uncle Sam, mm-hmm. there was Lady Columbia, 1738. She was the first personification of America.
Is she the one that Columbia Pictures, or I can't remember, maybe it's Columbia, the one?
Yeah, Columbia.
With the
Screen Gems.
Yeah. She's the brunette one.
The picture they have here doesn't look anything like her.
Heck no, it doesn't look like I'm talking about.
But yeah.
So. But you know what I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about. Columbia Pictures, yeah.
I'll be quiet now.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
I've interrupted too much.
It's too late for duck calls, but...
Did you know that when a hamster wheel is placed outside, wild mice will come up to it and run on it?
That's a free treadmill.
They see a wheel, they're like, I'm going to get inside that thing and run.
I saw a giant field mouse down by the fence behind the building yesterday.
Mm-mm,
I think he was seeking shelter from the storm.
No.
Well, they only come in the building when we have butter.
No.
Can you imagine if she was here that morning?
When I saw him peek his little head, yeah.
Nope.
I was like, you just.
I would have been up on this table before you could even blink.
I was here, and Susan is where Rich normally sits, and Greg was there, and I just darted my head, and
I knew he had seen
both of them noticed.
Nope.
Like they're like, "What'd you do?" I was like, "I don't know. I think I just saw something." And then little Ed was poking up over your plate. Hi, everybody.
Put it around in the second drawer from the bottom.
It doesn't make it okay when you give it a cute little voice.
Hi, I'm Mickey.
No,
he's a little tiny guy.
Mickey doesn't even look like a mouse. Mice are horrible. Rats are horrible.
They are.
Wretched. Terrible.
There's no redeeming value to this.
No.
Did you know?
Gross.
that the creators of Rocky and Bullwinkle
Hot diggity!
Started a campaign to get Moosylvania recognition as a state. They went so far as to go to the White House, they demanded to see President Kennedy, and they were turned away at gunpoint.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Later on, they learned that they had arrived during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Oh! Bad timing. Sorry.
Yeah. Not a good time for doing that. Did you know that during World War II, Hershey made
a weenie?
Well, if he makes chocolate, well, I guess, okay.
He's so angry.
Realized when I said
bubble boy. Daddy's on the radio, hi. I can't leave Briscoe. Briscoe. Gub. Back to you, Jay.
Did you know that during World War II, Hershey made a bar for U.S. soldiers that was meant to taste so bad that they would only eat it if they were completely starved, if it was a last resort type thing?
Why?
Well, they were ordered to do this because it was an emergency ration, and they didn't want the soldiers eating something that was for emergencies just because they were like, hey, you know what? I want a piece of chocolate.
Man, what our soldiers, what our soldiers endure, you know, and then being used that way because of a shortage, man, tough.
Yep. You never starve when you have something like that because you will always find something to put in your mouth other than what you've got, you know, for emergencies type of thing, just because it's so bad. Did you know that according to a poll by the Innovation Center for U.S. Dairy, the Innovation Center for United States Dairy, I didn't know there was such a thing, 7% of American adults think that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
That is so upsetting to me.
I know.
Because that is just dumb.
But are you surprised?
No.
I'm done.
Now, there's some speculation to this that people think, well, they did a survey, and on the survey they said, where do you think chocolate milk comes from? A, cows. B, brown cows. C, the convenience store, you know? And people are like, I'm going to put brown cows just because that's funny. So you have no idea.
Yeah, I went to school with people that would do something like that.
So there could be 7% of Americans who are just, you know,
I know where they live, too.
Having fun. Did you know? You ever heard of the movie Master of Disguise?
I've heard of He-Man and Masters of the Universe.
Master of Disguise is it's a Dana Carvey kids movie.
What?
But it's one of the worst films.
Because he's chopping broccoli?
Yeah, it's one of the worst films. Critically derided film from 2002. It is only 65 minutes long. But in order to qualify as a feature film, it extended that by having 15 minutes of end credits.
That's rude.
Really?
Let's throw in everybody and make sure it scrolls as slow as possible.
Yeah.
So that we'd be counted as a feature. Did you know, and this might be the pop quiz, the full name of Ugandan dictator Idi Amin. Thank you. Do you know this?
I was around when, this is before you guys were born, so you don't. He used to call my morning show in Miami after he'd eat someone for breakfast. Go ahead.
Idi Amin.
Oh.
Here's his title. His Excellency, President for Life, Field Marshal Al-Hajid Dr. Idi Amin Dada, VC, DSO, MC, Lord of all the beasts of the earth and fishes of the seas, and conqueror of the British Empire in Africa in general and Uganda in particular.
That's not Idi Amin, that's John DeVoe.
That is so good. Emily has no clue.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You're both laughing, and I want to laugh too.
Man! This is so good.
I mean, that's cool. Don't tell me or anything. Just let me float out here in oblivion.
We'll show you during a break.
I have to find, man, I think I've got an email I can show her.
Woo! I knew you'd like that.
That was good. That was good. Did you know the smallest drawbridge in the world is located in Bermuda? It has only an 18-inch gap.
That's pretty...
That's a pretty short drawbridge.
Yeah, it's called the Somerset Bridge. It is purely operated by passing traffic. If a civilian notices that a boat wants to pass, they must stop and raise the bridge. I have a picture of it here. There's the picture of it.
That's ridiculous.
Wait, it gets better. Here's a picture of somebody opening it.
That is ridiculous.
Oh, I think of my hand. Holy cow.
Because it's that little bitty piece of wood.
That's hilarious.
That is it.
That's funny.
And finally, cat fact.
No! Cat fact. Yay! I didn't think we were going to have one.
I'm doing it at the end. I've done it at the end of every single one.
Don't get rude about it.
I'm not. That was not rude. I'm just saying.
I didn't think we were going to do one because you blew me off earlier.
Yeah, do one at the end.
Fine.
I just want to remind both of you that we're only on the air till 9.
I know. Did you know that cats play with their prey?
Yes.
Do you know why that is?
No.
Well, they want to ensure that the prey is weak enough to be killed without endangering the cat. So they'll sit there and play with it and be like, okay, this thing's no threat. Crush. Now I can kill it.
I can see Irene doing that, but I don't think Loretta would because she would get dirty.
I've seen women do that to me.
Toy with me until I was weak and
toy with you until you buy them a car and paint it the color of their choice.
There was no need for that.
Now that I've got what I want, I shall move on to my next prey.
All right, we hope you were taking notes because we have a $10 Food Outlet pop quiz question coming up that will be based on something you just heard in Random Facts. Man, there was a lot to work with there.
There was.
This little news story here got my attention this morning. CVS and Walgreens, two of the largest U.S. drugstore chains, are facing lawsuits for allegedly inflating the price of generic prescription drugs.
Yep.
To customers. In the CVS suit, plaintiff Megan Schultz paid $165.68 for a prescription that would have only cost $92 out of pocket. And it goes on and on here, and this is probably going to become a large class action against both. Look, above and beyond all that, if you're using a box store pharmacy, no matter what the name, do you feel like they really care if you're there or not?
Nope.
I think that's an important question to ask and answer. If that's what you want, then you need to move your business to Adams Drugs ASAP.
Yep.
Go to adamsdrugs.net and find the location nearest you. I can assure you that in each of their 12 locations, so there's one near you. If you can hear the show over the radio, there's one by you. You will be treated and appreciated the way you should be. And it's not just, you know, knowledgeable and friendly pharmacists and a counter staff that they get to make an effort to get to know you. When I go to my location on Vaughan Road, east of Taylor, when people walk in, they're always greeted by their first name. It is so cool to see that. They have all your over-the-counter needs, gift shops, just a wonderful local business. And 70 cents of every buck you spend there stays in our economy. That number's only in the 30s. So there's an example of how things go with the box stores. Time to change to Adams Drugs.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Couple of things to call to your attention. Perry Hill Road at 85 and then Northeast Boulevard at Plantation Way. There are accidents in both those locations. Careful with that fog out there, and the roads are still kind of damp, and we're going to get some more rain today at 10 o'clock this morning. A flash flood watch will go into effect. So lots of stuff going on out there. Interstate system's looking fairly decent. Don't see anything on Atlanta Highway. The 31s are doing pretty well this morning, and we don't see anything on Taylor and Vaughan to give you any trouble. When you're in an accident, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333 or 1-800-INJURED. You need a tiger on your side. The Vance Law Firm. No representations made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Forecast from Rich coming up in just a second, but first, it's time for today's Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question. Here with today's question is Quizmaster Jay Scott.
Earlier in Random Facts, after our detour into Chicagoland, we talked about Lady Liberty and Uncle Sam, and Lady Columbia. I gave a year for Lady Columbia. Do you remember what that year was?
I don't.
Well, there you go.
I think I do.
Well, if you remember, give us a call at 272-9228 and get that Food Outlet gift certificate.
That's 272-9228. Again, the year that Lady Columbia.
Yeah, Lady Columbia was established in a certain year, and I said it on the air.
To give Emily her few seconds in Wonderland.
I'm very special.
You are. I'll do this for just anybody. But that'll have to be enough because we're like running way behind here at 7:37. 272-9228. Let's get on the line and answer this, K-Rod.
I do not have an answer for it.
I know you were waiting before we did the question.
Yeah. What I was calling about was you did a random fact about DuckTales, and you didn't, you failed to mention the fact that they are rebooting the series.
It premieres tomorrow night.
Yes, premieres tomorrow night, but unfortunately for Emily, it's on cable TV.
That's right. I won't be able to see it. But I'm still watching the first season of The A-Team again, so I'll get there eventually. In like 30
minutes. Y'all have a good morning.
Thanks, K-Rod. We appreciate it. Okay. Linda thinks she has the answer. Morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Got the answer to our pop quiz question?
I do. How about 1817?
Oh.
Jay says no.
Teacher says no. I'm sorry.
All right.
Linda, but we got some great stuff to give away next hour. Hi, who's this?
Yes, Shaggy.
Chase?
Jay?
Shaggy.
How hip-hoppy of you. Shaggy, can you give us the answer to this pop quiz question?
I'm going to say 1736.
No.
You're close.
All right.
You're getting closer, though. We're getting warmer. And this is Susan.
Yay!
Yay, you can win this with the right answer.
I think it was
1738.
You won.
I'm so
excited. Yay! And I just can't hide it. Congratulations.
You won a $10 gift certificate to Food Outlets.
Oh, my gosh. I was afraid it was going to be that Idi Amin thing. Oh, my gosh.
We could also have done, who could have that been? So you
went. Y'all are the best.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. You've got the fun experience of getting a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate and seeing just how much you can put in your buggy, because a Food Outlet cost plus 10, you can do a lot. Hang on, Jay is going to set you up with that. We're going to check in with Rich for the forecast, and when we come back, we have another pair of Donald Fagen tickets. And we're going to do the backwards song next.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Dense fog advisory in effect until 9 a.m. Visibility down to a quarter of a mile or less in spots. Take it easy out there. Otherwise, a flash flood watch again today. There'll be some partial sunshine later, high around 90. Scattered showers and thunderstorms become rather numerous again by the afternoon and evening, and maybe even some leftover showers tonight. Overnight low 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, highs around 90, partly sunny, a generous supply of afternoon and evening storms both days, about 50 to 60% coverage. Lows at night around 74, not much change Monday. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes, hourly forecasts, push notifications for watches and warnings, plus radar and future radar. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road, next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Rich here for Plumbing by Lukewire. Now, you've heard and maybe used Lukewire for years for AC and heating. I have, because they've been around for 40 years doing that. But for over two decades, their plumbing department is second to none. Now, maybe you've had less than a satisfying experience with other plumbers over the years. They may have overcharged you during off hours. Well, give Plumbing by Lukewire a call. They never charge an overtime fee. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you're never going to be late for work waiting for them to show up, because when they say they're going to be there at a certain time, they're going to be there at a certain time. Anything from a broken pipe to installing a new hot water heater, they are the people. They are licensed. They are bonded. protected. They're fully insured for your protection. As they say at Plumbing by LukeWire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call LukeWire at 264-9666 or visit them at acbylukewire.com on the web and click on the plumbing tab.
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Well, folks, Judge Roy Moore is ahead in the polls, and that's ruffled some feathers in Senator McConnell's Insiders Club. They just don't like conservatives, so now they're running ads lying about Judge Moore and his record. No surprise there. The Senate's been telling us lies for years, like how they're going to repeal Obamacare or balance the budget. Well, we trust Judge Moore, and so does American action hero Chuck Norris.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Norris. Today, I want to tell you about a real hero, Judge Roy Moore. Judge Roy Moore is a man of integrity. He has never backed down from standing for what is right. That is why the Washington establishment is spending millions of dollars in trying to defeat Judge Moore. So please join me in supporting Judge Roy Moore for the U.S. Senate.
Vote on Tuesday, August 15th for Judge Roy Moore, the conservative outsider. Paid by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
I was an educated buyer. I knew the car I wanted and how much I wanted my monthly payments to be, but I didn't see the interest rate. Major mistake! I thought I was stuck with my bad deal until I went to see ASE Credit Union. They're right here in Montgomery, and unlike the big bank, ASE has my back. I refinanced my car, reduced my monthly payments, and I'll save thousands of dollars. Call ASE today and get the deal you deserve. It's your money. ASE is your credit union, federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Law.
North Korea tensions taking a toll on investor spirits. U.S. stock futures are lower ahead of the opening bell. European and Asian markets all down across the board. The Hang Seng fell more than 2%. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 204 points yesterday. Israel has been known as the land of milk and honey since biblical times, but how about single malt whiskey? The country's first distillery, and it's appropriately called Milk and Honey Distillery, hopes to turn Israel into a whiskey powerhouse. It's about to release Israel's first single malt, aged for 3 years and 2 months, in virgin oak and old bourbon barrels at its site, a renovated former bakery near Tel Aviv. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Pat O'Neill.
Hi, I'm Congressman Mo Brooks. Luther Strange? He isn't telling the truth again. He wants voters to think I was a never-Trumper. But the truth is, I wrote a $2,500 check to help President Trump beat Hillary Clinton. And in Congress, I vote with President Trump 95% of the time. That's a fact. You can look it up. I'm a founding member of the House Freedom Caucus, and I can assure you, none of us would ever support Hillary Clinton. So who are you going to believe? Mitch McConnell and Luther Strange? Or conservative thought leaders like Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Ann Coulter, and Mark Levin? America's Tea Party Patriots Organization and Alabama Congressman Mike Rogers. They have all endorsed me because of my rock-solid conservative record and because I support President Trump's America First agenda. I'm Congressman Mo Brooks. I ask for your vote, and I approve this message.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Coming up, your chance to win Donald Fagan tickets. But first, let's start your Friday morning with some sticks.
Sticks! This week at work, I was so bored. Put a picture of my boss on the dartboard, and I cried. Oh, 'cause my week is done.
6:36 on News Talk 93.1 FM. It is finally Friday, and we're ready to give away another pair of tickets to see Donald Fagen. But we're just not going to hand them out.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
And we're not going to do that old radio stand. Well, it's color 9.
Not doing that either.
Nope.
Make it work just a little bit.
You don't have to play that whole clip, by the way. I may have made it too long. I don't know.
Well, it took quite a few calls yesterday to get a winner. So.
True.
But this is a song that Donald Fagen is on, going backwards, and all you have to do is figure out the title and then call us at 272-9228. Here's the clue.
There you go.
Should I play it one more time?
I want to hear the whole thing.
I'll give you another additional second on this one. Here you go. That was the whole thing. Just give us the title of that song at 272-9228.
Give it in Spanish.
Oh, excuse me. Dos, siete, dos, nueve, dos, dos, ocho.
Nueve.
Area code, tres, tres, cuatro.
Nueve. That's my favorite.
Isn't that nice? Now, while I'm waiting for excited callers to try and win this
thing.
What
do you want to do?
Well, I need to remind everybody that one of our favorite causes is Hospice of Montgomery.
Yes.
And we hope that you never have to reach out to them for help, but we hope that if you do, whether you have the money to pay for them or not, you'll be able to use their services. And this is kind of a community effort to make sure that they have what they need to continue offering this incredibly valuable service to folks here in the River Region. It's really, really important. And again, to reiterate, having had that experience, this is truly a situation, you know, with my mom, it's something you get to do once correctly. There's no redos. So getting mentored and counseled and loved through the process is really important. Hospice of Montgomery has more experience than anyone in that regard. Just go to hospiceofmontgomery.org. There are a number of painless ways to give, including Amazon Smile. Let's help them out. Let's keep them going. hospiceofmontgomery.org. Now, let's go to the phones and see if you can tell us the name of this song. And we're going to give Rick the first opportunity to win. What is the name of today's backward song, Rick?
First choice, Hey 19.
Congratulations, you won.
Yay!
That's it.
That was really quick.
Did you have to think about it, or did it come to you immediately?
It did. Like I said, it's kind of a populist choice song, but he's done a lot of great music.
Hold it. What does that mean, populist choice song?
Well, just one of his popular, Donald Fagen off of the Nightfly album. Probably one of his most popular albums.
I just thought I'd ask. I wanted to make sure I understood what the term meant. Because I'm frankly not that bright, but you are, and you just won tickets to see him at Impact. Congratulations.
Yay!
Hey, I'm excited. Never seen him before.
All right. That's one group I've never had the opportunity to see, and I would love to go see him in concert. Okay, so now we have given away a pair of tickets for that. We also have a conundrum yet to go.
Oh, my gracious.
And, win the conundrum, win a family four-pack of tickets to see the Biscuits tomorrow.
They're going
to
play the Jackson Generals.
And that's a package worth over $50. So get ready to win again. We'll let you know what the conundrum is coming up. And we're still trying to cram the van over these last couple of days. It's parked. Our big, splendid Sprinter is right out in front of Jack Ingram Mercedes. Here with more information.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need. And no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Blue Water Broadcasting and Jack Ingram Motors ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies to Jack Ingram Motors on Eastern Boulevard and help cram the van. While you're there, test drive a Sprinter or Metro's Mercedes-Benz van. Visit our website for more info from Jack Ingram Motors and Blue Water Broadcasting.
All right, 9 minutes before the top of the hour. Yeah. I'm almost afraid he's a buddy, so I wouldn't hesitate to call him. But I'm just wondering how many people are calling Donnie Turner at Montgomery Paint and Body today as the afternoon went on. We had yesterday quite a few wrecks before the rain even started to fall. And
it was anticipation of the rain.
I'll never understand how it works with folks in this town on the roads, but I'm sure they're going to be busy over there today. And as when you know, not that we, you know, they'd say the same thing. It's sort of like our message from hospice. They hope you don't have to call them because that means you've been in an accident, and through the trauma that goes with it, including dealing with police reports, insurance adjusters, all of that hassle, a car that may or may not be drivable, then trying finding something to rent. There's a lot of inconvenience, and above and beyond that, of course, we hope that nobody's hurt. However, if your car is injured, MPB is the first-rate, top-of-the-line, platinum hospital for your vehicle to get well again, in my humble opinion. I've toured the place, I've watched Donnie do the walk-around on a car, and I swear he should wear a stethoscope. With his level of expertise, the things that they notice, you should only hope your doctor gives you a checkup that's that thorough. They will not play games. They will not do shortcuts. They're just, that is not in their DNA. They're the best at what they do. Call them at 27-WRECK with a W if you find yourself needing automobile body repair today. It's a family business with three decades of experience, and everybody in this room has used them and been thrilled with the outcome. Mm-hmm. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Back with the conundrum in a couple.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
May I see your health insurance card, please?
Ugh, I left it at home.
Delay of game on the patient.
Ooh, that's going to cost him.
Wait, he's challenging the play.
But why is he pulling out his phone?
He's using the Alabama Blue app from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. His insurance card is right there.
Unbelievable. He turned what looked like a busted play into a huge gain.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. We cover what matters. Proud sponsor of college football. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Brubaker. Brubaker. It's our biggest sale of the year during the summer clearance event at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery. We've acquired truckloads of extra inventory and additional staff to sell more than ever before. This week only, take $12,000 off MSRP on every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab pickup or 0% APR financing up to 72 months on almost every new car, truck, or SUV. Got a bump in your credit? That's okay. We have lenders that can get just about anyone approved. Plus, Brubaker wants your trade in any condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. Our biggest sale of the year, $12,000 off MSRP on every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab pickup or 0% APR financing up to 72 months. So what are you waiting for? This week only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or online 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital Finance 3888 monthly per thousand finance, no sales plus tax, tag, title and dot fee, all rebates to dealer, negative equity may be applied to new loan offers, don't combine.
Time for traffic.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Couple of accidents to tell you about. They are on Perry Hill Road at 85 and Northeast Boulevard at Plantation Way. Also up above Prattville around Clanton, a very, very nasty accident up there around the 205-mile marker. That's on 65 northbound, so if you happen to be headed up that way, might want to make some alternate arrangements to get around that. Everything right around the house here looks pretty good. We don't see anything on the boulevard too much. We don't see anything on Atlanta Highway. The 31's looking okay, and it doesn't look too bad over on Taylor and Vaughn so far this morning. The Reinhardt Toyota Service Center now open from 7 a.m. until 6:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and on Saturday till 5 p.m. Check their website, ReinhardtToyota.com, for online coupons and savings. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
No, Lillian can't play. She's connected to the radio station.
That's a good one.
Duh, on fire today. All right, it is time for the conundrum. We have a family four-pack of tickets to see the Biscuits. So you got to make sure if you win this, you can pick them up today before the close of business.
Oh, no.
Right?
Yeah.
Sometime between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Central Digital Daylight
Savings. Sour kid dust.
All right, now this shouldn't take too long to figure out.
No.
It's about kids.
Kids.
Kids that you're, kids that you're dropping off at school. Hey, Rusty, Wonderful Life, that'd be a good one, by the way. Two out of every 100 kids will go through their entire life without one of these. Two out of 100 kids will go through their whole... Think about that. That's sad. The two out of 100 kids will go through their entire life without one of these.
I went through my entire life without a Teddy Ruxpin. Still mad about that.
Teddy Ruxpin?
Yes, it's all I wanted one year for Christmas and my birthday.
You're talking to Mr. Tinker Toy here. I don't know Teddy Ruxpin from my childhood.
Teddy Ruxpin had a little cassette tape player in the back of his back. Oh. And in the back of his back.
And his front now, right?
And his little mouth would.
He would put that in there and hit play. And his mouth would move.
You can see what we're doing on the radio.
Tell you the story.
But, you know.
His mouth did not look like a duck, though.
I'm doing the best I can with what I've got.
It was fun to watch, I got to admit. Okay, so what is this that two out of every 100 kids will go through their entire life without having? That's what we want to know at 272-9228. And again, if you win this family four-pack of tickets for the Biscuit game tomorrow night at Riverwalk Stadium, we're down to the last couple of weekends, too, for the season. That's shocking. I wait all year for Biscuits baseball to come back.
We've got someone from the Biscuits going to be on the show later on.
Awesome.
He's downstairs right now in the nose.
Holding.